The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the third chapter, beginning with the first verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea, and Trachonitis, and Licinius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it's written in the book of the words of the prophet of Isaiah, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. All right, there's a couple more of you coming down the aisles. But I need you to finish a song for me. Maybe you've heard this one for me, because I forgot a couple of lyrics, but maybe you can help me. Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Huh, we're ready. Anybody want to help me out? I forgot the rest of the words. Oh, there. Wow. You guys don't know that song? Really? Oh. Interesting. Well, this will be fun then. So that's all right, but what's that song telling you when you hear those words coming every time December, and I'll honestly, probably November when they start playing it? What is that telling you? To what? Be good. Yes. Be good. Get ready, because the jolly man is coming himself, and he's going to be there if you're good. Because if you're not good, what's coming into the stockings? Coal. Yes, coal, which would be great if you have a fireplace maybe, but that's about it. Yeah, coal could be coming if you're not good, for goodness sake. Yeah. Anyway, we're not here to totally talk about Santa Claus, but that song is telling us to get ready, prepare. He's coming. Santa Claus is on his way. And this whole season, what are we doing for Christmas? We're getting ready, aren't we? The lights are up. Maybe they're up at home. Maybe you're still going to do that. Maybe the presents are wrapped and under the tree. And now we're waiting. We're getting ready for what's coming next. And that's what the gospel is telling us today too. Prepare the way of the Lord. Because who's coming? Who's coming? His name's not Santa Claus. This one's pretty easy. Who's? The Lord? The Lord, yes, Jesus. Jesus is coming to town. But instead, and it might be, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why. Jesus is coming. It could be. But unlike Santa Claus, who sometimes will throw that coal in when we've been bad. Sometimes, if you've ever read the book, The Polar Express, sometimes we lose the sound of the bell. Sometimes, eventually, we might all stop believing that. And Santa Claus may no longer visit. But God is with us in every moment of our lives. And as we prepare for that this season of the coming of Christ into our lives, know that God is with us, Emmanuel, even through the high times and the low of your lives. God is with us. And he's not going to give us a lump of coal. He's going to give us salvation. That's the greatest gift of all, I would say. Will you please pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for sending your only Son into this world so that God can indeed be with us. Help us to prepare during this time of year to hear that story once again, but to be reminded that no matter what, you are with us. And peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So here we are once again in that time of year of Advent, that time of year where we hear John the Baptist, or in this case today, the words of Isaiah saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness says, prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Get ready. Make straight the path, because God's coming. Ready or not, here he comes." And that seems to be very appropriate, especially when we think of the theme of Emmanuel, which is our theme for Advent this year. Who here remembers what Emmanuel means? Raise your hand before I give you the answer. Most of you remember. A couple hands didn't go up. Emmanuel means God with us. So this season of Advent, we're celebrating God with us. And today the focus is on God with us, our love, or the love of God with us. Emmanuel, our love. And we want to think about how that is true in our own lives. How is God with us? How's God's love with us as we prepare once again for this Christmas season? And I want you to think a little bit this morning about what does that look like in your own life? When have you seen God with us? Maybe when has God's love worked through you? And there's a story that I've modified today called Where Love Is, God Is. And you've probably heard bits and pieces about this, but I've modified it quite a bit. So think about this story. Put yourself in different parts and think about where this has been true in your own lives as we prepare the way of the Lord, as we get ready for the coming of Christ and a God with us. And the story begins on a typical day. It's about 3 days before Christmas. You've probably been in this boat getting everything ready, frantically cleaning off every single cupboard, every single bathroom, every single bed fluffed, because family's coming to town. You gotta get ready. You're preparing. It's gonna be the best Christmas ever. It's gonna be perfect. And you're in the middle of this preparing when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the cell phone rings, and you look and wonder, who could this be? The name isn't familiar. Number's not familiar, but you answer it anyway. And on the phone, you say, who is this? Hello? And the voice on the other side says, well, this is God. Well, God? Why would you be calling me? Well, I wanted you to know that I'm going to be coming to your house today. Well, today's not a great day. Got family coming, and it's going to be a really crazy time of year. Can we maybe do it after Christmas, maybe? You know, when you actually come into the world? Yeah, no, I got to come today. I want to come and have dinner with you. Okay, I can make 6 o'clock work. How about that? Yep, sure, 6 o'clock will be fine. I'll be at your house at 6 o'clock, God says. He's, okay. You hang up, and all of a sudden, well, now you're in trouble because you don't got time for God to come visit. Really? What are you supposed to do? So you're frantically, now you have to clean the house twice as much. It was bad enough cleaning your house for the in-laws, but they're forgiving. God's not going to forgive a dirty house. So you got to scrape it and scrape it. You're cleaning and preparing the house frantically. Everything's got to be perfect for God. Prepare the way. He's coming. He's coming to town into my house. But that's not the end, because just as you're in the middle of this, somebody knocks at the door. You go to the door and you say, I really don't have time for this. I barely have time for God to come. I got to get all this ready. And you open the door and there's a person standing at the door who looks lost. And they say, I'm completely lost. I don't know my way around Forest City at all. It is a confusing town. All these letter streets. Where am I going? And you say, well, I don't know. Where are you going? And they say, well, I'm trying to find Emmanuel. Where is it? And you say, well, it's hard to miss. Let me tell you where it is. And you pull it up on your phone and you show them where it is. You say, it's right here. Let me show you the way. Let me print off the directions quick. Print them off, hand them to the person. But then you notice that those boots aren't worth anything anymore, and it just snowed. It's too cold. So you say, well, I got a pair of boots for you, too. Here, take those, and here, have a couple Christmas cookies. And they take those, and they say, well, thank you very much. You say, you're welcome. Merry Christmas. And they go off on their way. And you close the door and say, man, I'm running out of time. It's already 2 o'clock. I got to get everything in the oven. God's coming. I don't know what to do. So you run, and you say, well, now all the food's missing. So you get to the car, and you, of course, run the bills as fast as you can. Bills is still open, so you go, and you go, and you go, and you're just about down the street when you see a car on the side of the road. Somebody's kicking the tire because it's flat, and they don't know how to change a tire. And you stop and say, is anything wrong? What's the matter? And you're thinking to yourself, I don't got time for this. God's coming. You say, what's the matter? I say, my tire's flat, my cell phone's dead, so I can't call AAA. Well, okay, here. First of all, I'm not great about changing tires either, so here, take my phone, and we'll call AAA together, and I will wait with you. And it's very fast because it's in town, but you wait together, you share stories, and you hear how this person is on his way to go see his family this holiday season too. And as they come and they put the tire back on, they go on your way and you say, now it's been another hour. I got so not much time left. I got to get the bills. So you get the bills, you park the car, you run inside. Then there's somebody ringing the bell. And you say, I don't got time to stop for this. I got to get ready for God. And they say, please, do you have any change? They say, well, today I happen to have some. And you put it in the bucket. But you keep on going. You got to keep going. You got to get ready. You go into the store, grab the cart. You're pushing it. You grab the pumpkin mix because apparently God must really love pumpkin pie. And he keeps on going. But the person next to you is just a little too short to get the pumpkin. And you say, well, here you go. And they help him. And they say, thank you so much for helping me. You're like, you're welcome. And you get everything else. You get to the front of the line. You're about ready to check out when somebody taps on your shoulder. And you're like, I don't have time for this. And they say, can we please maybe go on ahead of you? And you say, well, why? But then you see the dad and the child crying their heads off. And they only have 2 items. And you say, yeah, please, please, yes, go on ahead. Go on ahead. And they check out and they say, thank you so much. And then you get ready, you go to the car, you help somebody else along the way, get their groceries to the car because they've slipped on the ice a couple of times because it just freshly rained, of course. It's one of those days where you say, I don't have time for any of this. And you rush home. Everything's in the oven, ready to go, and it's 6 o'clock. God's coming. It's perfect. I'm ready. 6:10. 6:15, there's finally a knock at the door, and you say, about time, God! And you get to the door, and you open it. But at the door, it's a little child that's, again, lost, and says, I have no idea where my grandma's house is. I was playing in the snow, but I got completely turned around. And I say, well, who's your grandma? And they tell me who the grandma is. And I say, well, we'll give her a call. Why don't you come on in and have a bite to eat while we wait for grandma to come over and pick you up? They come in, sit down. The grandma comes, gets ready to pick her up. She sits down. You share a little bit of the meal together because it's been a while. And they share about their life, and they leave. 7 o'clock, like clockwork, the phone rings. And you say, hello? Says God. I said, well, God, where have you been? You said you'd be here at 6 o'clock. I've got ready all day for you. And God says, well, what do you mean, where have I been? I've been with you all day. I've been with so many people today. You've seen me in all these spots. When I came with looking for directions, I was there. I was the one whose tire was flat. I was the one in the grocery store ringing for change. I was the one asking perhaps to let the family in, needing help here, the one who is lost, the one who you fed. That was me. I've been with you the whole time. And you know what? Of all those possible gifts that you could give me, the love you've shown is indeed the best. And that's where God left it. Emmanuel, God is with us. And God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that all who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God so loved the world. that he freed us from so much, freed us for one another. God is with us. This isn't something we're waiting for today. We're waiting for the Christmas season. We're waiting for Christ's second coming, but God is with us today. God has already promised that. Prepare the way, is what John the Baptist said, because somebody's coming. Somebody's coming, and all flesh will see the salvation of God. But Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. God came into the world out of love. And with Christ, as we prepare the way perhaps for others with love, and maybe you can think of other situations in your own life when you've done something so simple, maybe bigger, standing up for somebody. We know that God has not only been with us, but with those that have had an impact too. God is with us. God's love is with us. And that's something we share with one another and are called to do as well in this world. To share, even when it feels like we don't have time for this, we got to get ready. Get ready for what? God is already with us. And that's the good news to share with you today, that God is with us and with all people. Thanks be to God. Amen.